And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, and that is Cody Grant, our producer. We go through the picks in Week 14 of the NFL. We do it right now. One game in the books, and that was the game last night where the Tennessee Titans rolled over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Did I say that right? I think so. Derrick Henry, 200-plus yards, four TDs, nearly a fifth. Maybe crushed you in your fantasy leagues. Maybe crushed your spirit if you had him on your bench because, you know, he's not a guy that starts in a lot of leagues, but Tennessee gets the victory, and more importantly to us, so does Cody, our dubbed Jacksonville Jackhammer. Cost Chuck $50. So yeah. What is the ledger at you guys right now?
So right now I owe Freem's 25.
And you Chuck owes me 50?
Yes, and you owe me 25.
So I owe you 25, Bart, and I owe Rhodes owes me 25?
Yes.
Okay.
So no, you owe, wait, is it 50?
Chuck owes me 50.
Okay. I owe you 50?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we bet that's right earlier.
I won Monday.
Monday, yeah.
So if Chuck owes me 50.
I don't want to do this.
And no, I owe Cody 25.
For example, I have a system. I'm sticking with that. Stop it. Just move on.
But I don't want to.
Don't worry about it.
All right, let's take a look at this weekend's games. One in the books, as mentioned, the Buffalo Bills are 4-8 hosting the New York Jets. Bills almost seem a little resurged here. They did lose to Miami last week. However, Jets lost to those aforementioned Tennessee Titans. The spread on this one at home in Buffalo.
Bills are favored by 3.
Bills are favored by 3. I will take the Bills in this one. I do like that they've been playing better lately. Our friend Kevin Payne of rotowire.com, our fantasy guy on Thursdays, he's a Buffalo guy. He says good things about Zay Jones if you need a late pickup. I am going to take Buffalo to cover the spread here. Freems?
Give me that one again, the spread.
3.
3.
Bills are favored by 3.
Yeah, I like Buffalo in that one, too.
I like Buffalo, too.
Your girlfriend likes Buffalo.
She's a big Bills fan.
Yeah. Rhodes is a big Bills fan, too, because we've seen him with his medium on.
Yeah.
Yep. I still got that shirt. I wear it to sleep. I don't wear it out anymore.
You bought a Bills shirt to go to the Packer game.
Okay, so here's the thing. I will never buy another pair of clothing unless I can try it on. I saw it on Amazon. I liked it. I'm like, this works. I'll check this one out. I got it, tried it on, and then I was self-conscious the rest of the day wearing that one.
Because it was too tight?
The V-neck
It's not a V-neck. It's like a U-neck.
It's not even a U. It's like an ellipsis. Yeah. It's like a parenthesis.
Like, right. I almost felt like, you know how some of those girls wear the shirts that come off the shoulder?
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like that.
Yeah, it looked like a dress.
I like that in a girl. I like when a girl wears the shoulderless
shirt. You were wearing a strapless dress.
I do, too. Pretty much.
You got the shoulder on one side and the strapless on the other. I like that.
I like when girls wear baseball caps.
I'm okay with that.
And Joe Mauer jerseys, right?
Joe Mauer shirzies.
Shirzies.
And white capri pants.
I like when a girl puts on my clothes. How about that? We can go on all day on this one. This is better than talking about the games.
Okay, sure.
He could be a freak on the court and on the shits, you know what I'm saying?
We have the Browns hosting the Panthers.
I guess not. Okay.
4-7-1. The Panthers are 6-6. Browns 4-7-1. They're at home. Browns lost last week to Houston. Panthers lost too. They've lost 4 straight. Something's wrong with them. Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron. He may also get the axe as far as head coaches to lose their job. Spread on this one, Cody.
Browns are dogs by 1 point.
Something is not right about this line. Carolina, who is, again, struggling, like you were saying, but Browns a 1-point underdog. They are begging to take Carolina. The Browns are the play here.
I will take the Cleveland Browns. I think I like Carolina at home. They are not at home here. I also like Cleveland at home, and they are. So if you can do the math, that means I like Cleveland in this game. I'll take the Browns.
Don't get suckered into Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, this is my lock of the week. Anybody that gets suckered into Carolina would just be an idiot, you know?
So you know who's going to win? Carolina 20-10.
All right, I got you, Frames. I'll take the Browns.
No, I like the Browns, too. No, I mean, here's what we
Cody,
all like.
Cody gave a valiant effort to try to get you to switch over.
Well, no. But here's the problem. We all like Cleveland so much that Carolina's probably the play.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. We also all like the Packers, 4-7-1 as well. They're hosting the Falcons. Spread at 5, last I saw.
5.
Spread at 5. And I think in our predictions, which we posted on Twitter, and you guys can post yours as well, we all took the Packers to at least cover. Cody 24-17, myself 31-20, and Chuck 27-20. So we all took the Packers in that one, and we will move on from there. The Texans have won 9 in a row. 9-3. They host the Colts, who they were looking good and then got shut out 6-0 last week.
God, they look terrible.
To Jacksonville. Spread on this one, young Codis Grantis.
4.5 Texans.
I will take Houston to win their 10th in a
row. Oh, I like the Colts plus the 4.5 here. Yeah, I went against the Colts last week and won with Jacksonville, but I'm taking the Colts here.
Cody?
I love Houston in this one.
Really?
Love them.
I really like the Colts. I think they can win
Texas
it outright.
Texas is going to win by 10.
Rhodes. You give me 10 on that one?
No.
Okay, 4.5.
4.5.
I'll go in on that one with you, Chuck.
How about the Texans two-step here? Can we do that one?
Texans two-step?
Texas two-step. How about the Texans? It's a dance. The Texans two-step.
So double our 25 for 50?
Either one of you guys.
Well, no, we've got Denver this week. We'll get to Denver.
All right. Well, so
25.
All right.
25, that's fair. We can't be... We're at the $25 table.
Got the Jacksonville jackhammer, the Texas two-step, and the Denver double down.
Yeah. We're not in the high roller club. We're still at the $5 table for blackjack here,
right,
boys.
I'm good.
The Chiefs are 10-2. They host the Ravens at 7-5. Intriguing game here. It does seem like Lamar Jackson, once again, will be under center. Spread on this one.
6.5, Kansas City.
How about Oakland getting the backdoor cover last week against Kansas City?
Yeah, they charged back.
They haven't covered in a few weeks now straight, I believe.
Chiefs were covering that game, and then Oakland just kept getting late touchdowns to stay in it.
Boy, 6.5, huh? That is like the perfect line for this game.
Well, the Chiefs' defense is just awful, and they struggle against the run, and Baltimore's extremely good running team.
I like the Ravens getting the 6.5.
I'm going to ride the Chiefs. I would take the Chiefs on this one, Cody.
I'm a big fan of the Ravens on this one.
Really? I don't want to bet. I'm not confident.
Come
enough
on.
To bet. I'm not confident
not?
Enough
Boy,
to bet.
6.5 sounds for the Chiefs. You would think, okay, a touchdown?
Oh, they'll cover that easy, probably. Ooh, I don't know why we're picking the Ravens, Frames.
No, not.
What Rhodes he do a little psychology there?
Well, Rhodes, he was so mad last week because we did our picks on Thursday of last week, and he didn't have his proper time to prepare.
I prep for these games.
Yeah,
well, then I told him Wednesday night. I said, Rhodes, you better have a game for me Thursday night. We're going to talk about Thursday night. He goes, I like the game. I said, who's playing? He goes, I don't even know, but I like it. Oh, come on, Rhodes.
Not bad, Cody. Not bad.
And he won. He was right. He liked the game, but he won.
Love Thursday nights.
Another noon game. The Dolphins are 6-6. They host New England at 9-3. I'm going to guess the spread is 10.
No, this one is actually 7.
Miami always, you know, the history is Miami always plays New England tough.
The history is that Miami ran the Wildcat one night, and that's all we ever think of when we think of this
matchup. No. I mean, historically, Miami has covered this spread. Now, New England destroyed them earlier this year, and you said that early, but I'm going to take Miami here.
I'm going to take the Patriots on the road.
I like Miami.
And I would go on this one.
This is the home divisional underdog play, the Freem special.
I've learned about Freem is he really does like to go up against Belichick. You've bet against the Patriots a lot this season.
You do.
And you've won a lot.
Yeah.
It's been successful
for
you.
But I've also been the other way where I went against them, and Belichick's up 35-3 at halftime.
I love the Patriots in this game. They're still playing for that number one seed. They're going to come out. Yeah. Brady's going to be rocking.
Well, I'm up for it, guys.
All right, I'll take you on that.
Yeah, I'll take you on that one, too. 25?
Yeah.
No, Patriot.
What would that be?
Patriot.
Easy here.
Miami multiplier.
There it is. The Miami multiplier.
No right. Dolphin double down?
No, that's Denver.
All right, one more here at the noon games, and then we'll get to the rest in a moment. Tampa Bay hosts the Saints. Tampa Bay has beaten the Saints before. That came this season, week one. Mm-hmm. Saints then rattled off 10 in a row before they lost to Dallas last week. 5-7 are the Buccaneers. The Saints at 10-2. Divisional game. I'm assuming the home team's the underdog, Cody?
9.5.
Oh, boy.
I'll take the Buccaneers.
9.5.
That rule screams out right here. Hey, New Orleans last played, what, a week ago last night. They got beat by Dallas.
You know what? I'll take the Saints.
What about Tampa triple down here?
Shut up.
Rhodes? You like the Saints?
I love the Saints.
The Tampa tripler?
Oh. Rhodes, you want to do the Tampa tripler? We're in.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Bart, you don't have to.
$75.
I mean, if you want, yeah, I'm open
for the
to
Tampa tripler.
I love Tampa here. Rhodes, you in?
What do you think?
You invented the Tampa tripler.
Well, you guys were inventing names. I wanted to throw my name in the hat.
I like it.
Well, you got to know on this show, if you even half joke, Chuck makes it serious. So.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I could win every bet, but lose this one, and I'll be down on frames. I'll do it. Tampa tripler.
Oh, my good
75,
God.
Rhodes?
75.
Man. When does that game start?
I need to get some more Christmas gifts. I need to up my income.
Noon start. That's right during the Packer game. Okay.
Your girlfriend's dad's not going to be very happy about this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I win, he'll be ecstatic.
Yeah, we lose. We'll maybe hear from next week, maybe.
Bart, you with me on this one?
Wow, 9.5.
Aren't you in a fantasy championship this weekend?
Oh, no, I'm in some of the opening round games.
I mean, you just go cool.
We could really bankrupt Freems if we both go in on this.
We could.
Come on,
and in the back of my head, when I bet Chuck, I'm thinking of the $500 he's going to owe me when Giannis wins an MVP.
Every time I hear the MVP chant at the Pfizer Forum, I'm always like, oh, let's quiet that chant.
I mean, he's from the national media is like the leading candidate right now.
He's won when you win the player of the month 2 months in a row to start the season. I got to start budgeting that
and
money.
And MVP isn't always about the best player. It's about the newest player.
Yeah, well, it's the best player. And let's face it, the Bucks are one of the best teams in the NBA.
They like to give the MVP out to different players every year.
Yeah, with Giannis the other day, real quickly, when he was end of the clock, right before first quarter or half quarter, he had the ball at the top of the key. And he's holding the ball, and he went right down the lane. Nobody stopped him.
Coupon.
Slam dunked it. It's like, man, who can do that?
The MVP.
Yeah, the MVP.
The MVP can do that.
Okay. So you're going to take me on the Tampa triple down?
Well, what's the one rule I always say in life? If you're gonna have suspense, there's got to be a payoff. I always say that. So the payoff is, of course, good sir, right. I will take you on the Tampa tripler. I'm not going to let my good brother, Cody Rhodes, go out there into the wilderness without backup.
I like it.
I got you, CG.
I like it. CG?
I got you.
All right, Rhodes, we're in triples.
I'm ready. I have it written down.
What do you call it? The Tampa triple down?
The Tampa tripler.
Yeah. The Tampa tripler. Okay.
Yeah, Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. If you need a little support in the bedroom, that's where 4hymns.com comes in. Not as fun to talk about as maybe throwing some money around, but that is also a problem that people run into when they run into this problem, is that they don't know what to do for a solution. When somebody asked me the other day, I should go find the tweet. When you talk about 4hymns.com, are you guys talking about erections? Is that not clear?
Boy, how dumb are you? Really? Who asked that?
If we're not making that clear enough,
man,
we do 4hymns.com.
Somebody's got to be kidding you.
Reads, if you can't get an erection, that's why we're.
He yes. could be a freak on the court
we say right
and on
it,
the shits, oh you know what I'm saying?
We say right in our read, we
Giannis
say...
Giannis is in no way affiliated with 4hymns.com.
We say sexual wellness for men.
Yeah, sexual performance issues.
Absolutely.
We're talking about boners.
Yeah. Yes, the old-fashioned word for that, yeah.
Woodies.
Yeah.
Stiffies.
Here we go. Taking it right down to the seventh grade humor again.
What do you mean?
It's my job to bail you out of it.
Winkler having his problems tonight.
40% of men by the age of 4hymns.com is in no way affiliated with Bill Schroeder.
Or the Milwaukee Brewers.
Or the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. Says it right there. So if that is a problem, or if any other wellness issues are a problem, go to 4hymns.com. They are a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness, all for men, Frames.
All right, yes. Well-known generic equivalents. to name brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. No snake oil pills. None of the none of the stuff that you see like on at a gas station or at a convenience store. That stuff's never going to work. The creams or whatever. No such deal. Hey, you don't have to go to a doctor and go into a waiting room, take time off work, one of those deals. You get a doctor on the phone line. He asks you a couple of confidential questions, and away you go. They ship them right to your door, these
Chuck
pills.
Chuck knows how to treat a lady.
You better believe it.
This is not affiliated with Craig Counsel in any way.
Yes. No. No. Or Stephanie Sutton in any way.
Excuse me?
Well, that's what he's talking about there.
No, nobody knows that.
Well, we do. Yes, that's what he's referencing.
Chuck knows how to treat a lady.
Severe ED is just not an issue for rich old guys in bathtubs. And definitely, I'm not a rich old guy. And I don't even have a bathtub. It affects men in their 30s and 40s as well. Being your best means performing your best. And you can say hello to your big friend with 4hymns.com.
This may be the last time we ever talk about these guys, yep. So get in on the deal today. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/wink5, FORHIMS.com/wink5, 4hims.com/wink5.
Chuck knows how to treat a lady.
These guys know how to pick 'em. It's time for Chuck and Bart's Weekend Football Picks. Brought to you by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas. This is Chuck and Winkler on a Pick and Save Football Friday.
You can win some Screamin' Sicilian Pizza playing our Pick 'em contest along with us. 1057FMTheFan.com. Also, check them out on Twitter at Screamin' Pizza. Tim Dillard starring in some spots for them. Some funny stuff there. That's on Twitter, Screaming Pizza, and Instagram as well. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. That is Cody, our producer. Corey tweets in, says, guys, I have your show on in my classroom where students work independently on computers just for background noise. That's all we are in your life. That's fine. But when you guys start talking about 4hymns.com, teacher got to go turn down the radio just a little bit.
Trust me, those kids
as to not to get fired
know more about this than everybody else.
Do you
not for him? So
can
I'm saying
tell you something real quick that I've never told you guys.
Okay.
In sixth grade, I didn't have any older brothers, so in sixth grade, I'm with two friends, and Mike and Tony, and they asked me one day at school what a certain sexual term was. And since we're on in classrooms, I'll be very vague. But I didn't know what it was. It was a number. I didn't know how it worked. The number.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 69.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it worked. Yeah. I didn't know how it worked in sixth grade.
Okay.
How would I?
You shouldn't know it 16. Yeah.
So my friends laughed at me. This is what sixth grade, and this is 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So imagine what they know now. So they wrote up a written test, took me to Taco Bell to administer the test. They gave me the test on two sheets of paper with all these different slang terms and had me fill it out. They graded it. I got an F. I went home to my dad, showed him the test, cried on the kitchen floor. Daddy, what does it mean to... I can't say the words.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to meh? I had no idea any of this stuff meant. So that's my story.
That's a good thing, though. Sixth grade, you should have that kind of innocence.
When you tell a story like that, do you ever think, maybe I shouldn't tell the story and let everybody know about it?
No, but you clearly think I'm not going to react to this in any way, as you just did not react just there.
Yeah, because I just didn't have any reaction.
I thought I'd get a little something from you.
No, not that one. You want me to give the real radio laugh? Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Well, yeah.
Nah.
I mean, it wasn't really that funny. It's kind of more sad.
I didn't need. I
reacted to that story how Bart reacts to, like, if I tell of a trip of me going on vacation. Or if I talk about old school. He's like, okay.
Well, at least this is a story no one's ever heard before.
I feel like I have already.
You just told a story in the break that I've heard 100 times.
What story is that?
About, my buddy liked to bet so much, I called somebody. I said,
I've heard that story at least 14 times.
Yeah. I'm turning into Gary Wolfel. Okay.
Yes, you are. And you've made that joke 50 times. All right, let's do the rest of the games here on our Week 14 pick'em in the NFL. We just went with a tripler, taking $75 of money neither of us have.
Tampa tripler.
Tampa tripler. Cody and I have the Saints. Chuck's got Tampa at home, 9.5. The Redskins at 6-6. They're going to go with Mark Sanchez. They host the Giants at 4-8. Here's another divisional game. Cody, what's the spread on this one?
Redskins are dogs by 3.5.
Oh, and I love the Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like the Redskins. The Giants, they're putting up a fight here, but no.
Well, I hate the Redskins. I've told you this for a month. I hate the Redskins.
Home underdog here.
Mark Sanchez.
Despite Sanchez, I think he rises up here and Washington wins.
You think Mark Sanchez rises up?
Yes.
Said nobody ever in the history of mankind.
He's done it a few times in his life.
Their main weapons are Sanchez, Peterson, Adrian Peterson, Vernon Davis, Michael Floyd.
Here's the deal.
This is like an XFL roster.
Well, anytime people talk like that, I like the opponent even more. Because I've heard that.
Well, I talked like that on Monday night and was rewarded for it.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to take the Giants, and I'll go 25.
Okay. Rhodes?
I like the Giants, but I don't like this game at all. I don't want to bet on this game.
All right. We'll go to the afternoon games. Chargers 9-3 host the Bengals 5-7. Chargers on a roll. Big win for them. A December win at Pittsburgh. That's what this team needed. A win like that to get over this hump that they've been unable to get over the last decade. What's the spread in this one? I'm going to think it's at least double digits.
14. Biggest spread of the weekend.
I'll take the Chargers to cover. I am not going to throw any money down. Too high of a spread for me.
Man.
Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah.
No AJ Green either.
No, I would say Chargers.
Chargers handily. Blow teams out, too. They can blow teams out.
Yeah, that was an impressive comeback against Pittsburgh. They looked so bad in the first half and just turned it around.
Yeah, I took Pittsburgh in that one.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers.
I'll take the Chargers, too.
It is that time, boys. The Denver double down, which now pales in comparison to the Tampa tripler. The Niners are 2-10, and they host Denver at 6-6. Cody, the spread.
Niners are dogs by 3.5.
I will take Denver to win and cover.
I like the Niners here. 3.5. I'll take the 3.5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I am all set for the Denver double down.
Really?
I like the Broncos.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to go with Cody. We do this a lot where it's Cody and I versus you. Why is that?
See, I like that, though, because like if I do lose, I'm only losing a little bit. If I lose, if I'm going against both of you.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, if Freems wins, he wins double.
So if you go Denver double down on me and then the Tampa tripler, that's $250 invested in the two games.
Yeah, oh yeah. Has that never been done before?
Not with us. We don't have money.
We
started off betting $25 a game. And it was fun. And then we got aggressive at it, which would.
You started the Denver double down.
None of us got a raise.
You invented.
None of us got a second job.
You invented.
None of us got any more money.
Hey, I got a third job, actually. So.
Oh, yeah.
Four Hymns is paying us all this money. What are you talking about?
Well, that ended after today's read. All right, I'll go Denver double down.
Okay, I got it. I'll take San Francisco. What is it, plus 3.5?
3.5.
Yeah. Do you have like a side business we don't know about?
No,
I do you own like storage units or something?
No, I mean
this is why I love betting for Frames though. It's what do you like?
But you know what though? I mean, I Bart, for a while there, I was collecting a lot of money from you.
No, I'm aware of that. I'm painfully aware.
It's not that I'm scraping by. I mean, you know, that was quite ahead of you.
No, I got you. We all lived it.
And Rhodes, you know,
brutal.
Yeah. So I mean, it's. Here's what I do. If I win money from you guys, it's not like I go out and spend it right away. You keep some of it aside in case when you got to throw it back because it goes both ways.
I won like $150 from you. You never pay me. You just bet me back down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I could have paid you, and then you would have owed me that $150 back.
The Cardinals host the Lions. Cardinals 3-9. They, of course, beat the Packers last week. Lions 4-8. Spread?
3 points in favor of the Lions on the road.
I'll take the Lions.
I'll take the Lions, too.
I like the Lions, too.
Yeah.
Fair enough. The Cowboys at 7-5 host the Eagles at 6-6. Spread.
3.5 Cowboys.
I will take the Eagles.
Man, I like the Eagles, too.
Really?
The Eagles are strong. Yeah, they're coming on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I love the Cowboys.
Cody.
Really?
Yeah, this is one of my pick of the weeks.
The Dallas double dip.
Oh, man. I mean, I think the Eagles are. Yeah, the Eagles are the.
What am I doing?
Why do you like Dallas? Eagles should be favored in this game.
You're going to Dallas double dip?
Philly, I'm not going to Dallas double
wrong,
dip.
The wrong team is favored.
I'm already Dallas double dipping because I'm betting both of you.
Wrong team is favored, Rhodes.
I like Dallas. I'll take both of you on that.
Right, I'll take the Eagles. I'll take Chuck the Eagles. Yeah. Cody's got Dallas 25 apiece. Oakland 2-10. Pittsburgh 7-4-1. Spread.
Plus 10, Raiders.
Oh, boy. I'm going to take the Raiders to cover.
Really?
Yeah, I do not want to bet. I do not bet on the Raiders anymore. They cost me early this season.
Okay, well, I like the Steelers.
So. I like Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah.
Bears host the Rams. Bears 8-4, Rams 11-1.
Is this Sunday night or Monday?
This is the Sunday night game.
Sunday night game.
I'm more interested in this than I am Green Bay. This is going to be a good game.
What's the... Yeah, it is going to be going.
Bears are behind... plus three. Sorry.
Are you making this up, Rhodes?
No, I was not making it up. Oh. I was looking at the wrong game, and I was like, that's not it.
So who?
So Bears are dogs.
Bears
three
are
points.
Behind by yeah. how many?
Yeah, 3 points. Oh, sorry about that.
I like Chicago at home.
I like the Rams.
I like the Rams, too.
I'm not betting on the NFC
North. I don't bet
on
the Bears, though.
I think Chicago at home is going to win.
And then Monday night, Seattle 7-5, Minnesota 6-5-1.
Seattle minus three.
I'll take the Birds.
Where is it at?
CenturyLink.
Oh, is that Century? It's only three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Seattle, too.
So we'll all take Seattle on that one. We'll recap what we did, and we'll tally that up here momentarily. That is going to be probably too much scratch that we put in there, so we're going to have to eat affordably over the next few weeks, and Perkins is the place to do that. You can get their Back to Basics menu. All their old favorites are new again. That starts at just $4.99. The For Goodness Steak menu, where they pretty much took their menu and put steak into everything, that is available right now. And tomorrow, Kids Eat Free. So every Tuesday and Saturday at Perkins, Kids Eat Free after 4 o'clock. It's very simple. You get a meal, and then the kids get a free meal. One meal, one free meal. Mom and Dad is two meals. It all works out at Perkins. That's every Tuesday and Saturday. Do get the holiday pies when you get in there. The French silk, the caramel apple, the peanut butter silk, the wild berry and pecan, and more. What's better than a holiday pie at that dinner table for the holidays? Perkins has you covered. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means. Football.
Happy birthday, Aaron. You got you're 35 and your coach is fired, so got to make you happy, I guess.
I don't know how many times I got to stand here and tell you. I don't feel like I need to convince anybody about Mike and I's relationship. It's a close-knit relationship.
The 2-9 Cardinals come to Lambeau this Sunday afternoon. It's a pick-and-save Football Friday on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by your local pick-and-save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Cody Grant, our producer. So what do we have on the table here?
So before we go to each game, let me just clarify how much we're putting up. You and me, Bart, are both shelling out $225.
Oh, my God. Don't tell my wife.
And Freems is putting up $400 this weekend.
Shut up. That could be a good weekend for you.
It could be.
It could be a bad weekend.
Could be a bad weekend. But
what are the games that we went on?
If I'm going to go, how many games did we go on total?
Here they
total
are.
One. Okay, we'll go through the games. So Texans minus 4.5 versus the Colts. Bart and I have the Texans. Freems, you have Indianapolis. The Saints versus the Bucks minus 9.5. Bart and I have the Saints. Freems has the Bucks. It's the Tampa tripler. So 75 on that game. Pats versus Miami. The Patriots minus 7. Myself and Bart have New England, and Freems has the Dolphins. Broncos at 49ers plus 3.5. That's the Denver double down. Bart and I have the Broncos, and Freems has the Niners. Giants Redskins. You guys took this game. Redskins plus 3.5. That's Chuck's team for this one. And Bart, you have the Giants. And then the last one we just did, I have the Cowboys minus 3.5, and you both have the Eagles.
Okay, that sounds good. How many totals?
How many
total games did I?
So that's 6 total games.
Okay, I mean, if I go 0-6, it's time to get the divorce papers and go home, really. Cash it in.
I would say so.
Yeah, I'm not going to go 0-6. Well, I'm not going to go 0-6.
We could see if you can go 0-7. I got some other games we could look at.
College?
The Milwaukee Bucks opened as a 1.5-point favorite tonight against Golden State. Warriors are favored by a point now.
Also, a line move toward Golden State. How about the Bucks? That's the first time the Bucks, I got to believe, have got to be favorites against Golden State in this modern era here. The Golden State modern era.
Yeah, probably for a while, yeah.
I don't have any feel on that.
How about Army-Navy? Armed Forces, fantastic. I don't get up for the Army-Navy game. I just don't like that there's one game that's separate from the season. Because if Army or Navy are like, there's no stakes to it outside of their rivalry. What if Army was good enough to be in the college football playoff? What if they were? They're 9-2. What if they were? You don't do the rankings until, because you could put them in and then they lose the Navy.
Well,
and then
I guess they'd have to postpone it for a week.
So that's why I don't like
it. But, Army, Army and Navy, that's not been the case. So, yeah, I love it. I love the game. It's in Philadelphia. I want to go to this game.
That might be cool to go to.
I want to go to this game for the Commander's Cup. I'd love to go see this game, man. The pageantry of this game. I love it, man. It's a Saturday afternoon. What's the spread this year?
6.5 for Army.
Yeah, Army's dominated the series lately. I don't have a feel on either game. The events surrounding the game, I think, are so cool.
Yeah. Well, it's a whole day. It's a whole thing.
It is.
It means a lot to those guys, so it's cool in that regard.
Yeah.
I just don't like it on the 0.00001% chance that it affects the college football playoff. How about Marquette, Wisconsin, although I do not see a line on it?
I'd say Marquette is probably a slight favorite, maybe a 1 or 2 point favorite, I would say.
Being at home?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's got to be right around a pick 'em.
Yeah.
If Marquette's favorite, it's because it's played at their place.
Are you up in all this, can you like both teams thing?
Well, the way I am. I'm a Marquette fan first, and then I love Wisconsin. Of course I love Wisconsin. I like both teams. But when Marquette plays Wisconsin, I'm a Marquette fan first.
Yeah, I'll be a Badger fan. I'll be rooting for the Badgers.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that my Marquette fandom rises and rises and rises up until this weekend, when it then goes back down to zero.
Yeah.
And then it resets and rises and rises and rises. And the thing I don't like about this rivalry is that to Wisconsin fans, I feel like, and maybe it's because there's a football team, but to Wisconsin fans, it feels like, hey, it's a tough in-state game. But to Marquette fans, it feels like this means everything to them. And so they're a little more aggressive and a little more condescending. And for that reason, I don't like Marquette during this game.
I like Marquette. I grew up in a Marquette house. And my dad was a big Al McGuire fan. I love Marquette. I do. I want Marquette to win. But it's just odd cheering against Wisconsin, because every day I'm cheering for the Badgers, obviously, and been to their Final Fours and all that. But this is the one day, you're cheering against. It's like two faces going against each other in wrestling.
In my allegiance for college basketball teams comes from who played there. So I like Marquette because Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler.
Well, what about Joe Krabbenhoff?
What about my buddy Travis Diener?
Yeah, Brian Butch at Wisconsin. What about those guys?
You don't like Travis Diener, Rhodes? I told you, I said I could compare your basketball game to Diener the other night.
Yeah, he did.
Why?
He said I'm more of a Luke Ridenour, Kirk Heinrich, point guards who can shoot. And I said, what about Travis Diener? And he said, I'll take that.
Oh, wow, that's a good compliment.
It is.
That's a very good compliment. Pfizer Forum, though, going to be insane.
Yeah, sold out. I've looked on tickets for on the secondary market. Man, the cheapest you can get are
SeatGeek is the name you're thinking for.
$110.
Do you have 110?
110, I saw.
How much are they going for tonight? Bucks Warriors.
Probably more than that, I'd say.
Dude, Pfizer Forum, that place just eats up money. I'm watching everybody just scan their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Money, money, money.
And that's just parking.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just the parking part, yeah.
Parking, then you get in, and if you want like a good seat, like if you want a good seat at a Brewer game, it's like $80. But if you want a good seat at a Bucks game, it's like hundreds of dollars. Beers are $10.
Yeah.
Money, money, it money. Is. Just how much money goes through there, it's just...
Well. Even
I kind of just sat up and watched for like 5 minutes people walk into the stadium. I was just like,
bewildered how much money was coming
it
in.
It is. But
every second.
But even for Brewer games, okay, like we get the 20-pack, but it's like, okay, you got the 20-pack, you're spending money on the tickets, but then all the money you're spending on food and everything else, it just all piles up. Get your credit card bill, and it's like, man, it all piles up.
The pro shop is a money pit.
Yeah.
Money, yeah. Money.
What was
money.
In there the other one? The main one on the main floor yesterday or Wednesday. Yeah. See if there's any Christmas gifts I could buy.
Oh, did I tell you about this? I was 20 numbers off from the 50-50 jackpot.
How much was the money?
They didn't even say. But I know I missed it by 20 spots.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't advertise. They didn't announce it.
They don't usually say, oh, it's $16,000 up for grabs.
Do you play those raffles every time you go?
Yes.
What if you had to walk out of that place with $16,000 in cash?
I bet you they give you a check.
I would think so. Wouldn't want to be walking around.
They give you a briefcase. They give you sacks that have a dollar sign on
yes,
it.
Yes, they would.
Like a cartoon.
Money in the bank. Walking down some of those streets with cash and $16K in your hand.
Then they put a camera on you and all your movements
yeah.
for the rest of the game, and you're on the Jumbotron, and then they tell everyone where you've parked.
Oh, yeah.
And then they flash your address on the screen. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Brewers deny bringing back somebody. He is signed on. We'll tell you about Jonathan Scope's future coming up in just a moment. Your future hopefully involves stopping by Hyundai West Allis, where they have some great incentives. Now is the time to go. This is when the new cars come in. And the old cars, they need to make space on the lot, so what do they do? Well, they'll give them to you at a pretty good rate. This is on top of the already great deals and incentives that they have at Hyundai West Allis all throughout the year, but they get a little bit more come December because of all the new cars that are coming in. Check them out, Hyundai West Allis, Dan and Sith Lord and Mike, MF or Mike they call them. That if you ask for MF or Mike at the door, they'll give them to you. The Polish Hammer, if you ask for him at the door, they'll give him to you. Check them out. Really good guys. I think that car buying experiences should be all about relationships and not just transactions. And I know that if I ever need to go in there, I've got guys I can trust, not just for buying a vehicle, but the service department as well. Hyundai West Allis, Highway 100, right between Lincoln and National. Also, HyundaiWestAllis.com.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means. Football.
Happy birthday, Aaron. You got you're 35 and your coach is fired, so got to make you happy, I guess.
I don't know how many times I got to stand here and tell you. I don't feel like I need to convince anybody about Mike and I's relationship. It's a close-knit relationship.
The 2-9 Cardinals come to Lambeau this Sunday afternoon. It's a pick-and-save Football Friday on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by your local pick-and-save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
God, I'm just getting inundated by people texting me saying they can't like Marquette, you can't like Wisconsin at the same time. I knew that was going to happen.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean,
just like who you like.
It's Rob Reichel, our friend, says just like in the White Sox and the Cubs, if you look at
Chicago. Because this is our only crack at this. That's why. Look at this. Bart Winkler, once again, coming through to tell you why you think the way you think. And I'm not wrong. This is our only crack to have a real in-state rivalry. We've got one football team we all like. Sure, some of you idiots like the Bears that grew up here. Fine, your dad, whatever. And you guys like the Cubs. Okay, TV, sure. The Bucks, fine. But there's one team for all of it. College football. Oh, what, there's a UW-Whitewater Badger rivalry? That ain't a thing.
No.
This is the one crack this state gets at being in-state rivals with their neighbor, so we hype it up a little more than it deserves. So Marquette, Wisconsin, while it is, you know, an interesting rivalry, you got two teams that are good, you got two teams that have a nice little history to them, you've got two teams that are nice established programs, yeah, there should be a rivalry. But the level of intensity is just a little too strong, and I think we try to make up for it because we can't experience that in any other way.
Well, the Badgers don't have a rival against anybody in basketball.
Like, when I admit that brilliance, are you not in awe in even a little bit of, not even a little bit?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily...
I just nailed it.
I don't necessarily...
Thank you.
But I don't necessarily agree with you. I think Wisconsin doesn't have a rivalry in anything. Who's Marquette's rival? Used to be Notre Dame.
No, but I think that's the point Bart's trying to make. is that these teams don't have that rival.
But I don't think that the reason why we get so excited, this is where I disagree with Bart, I don't think the reason why we get so excited about Marquette or Wisconsin versus Wisconsin is because there's no other rivalries. I don't think that's the reason why.
I do.
I don't.
I think we see some of these other towns, Red Sox, or Yankees, Mets, and Cubs, White Sox, and we think,
a rivalry?
I want that. I want that in my state.
But even that is blown out of proportion. See, like, Cubs, Sox should not be a rivalry. They play each other four times a year, and they're different leagues.
But see, like Wisconsin and Marquette playing this early in the season, people aren't really in the college basketball mode just yet. Will this kickstart it? I mean, we got a long way to go to conference season.
Chuck, this week would have been all college basketball mode if the Packers didn't fire McCarthy.
Nah, well, we'd be talking more about the Bucks and Golden State tonight, too.
Bucks, Golden State.
Chris Middleton.
The winter meeting's coming up. Jonathan Scope signing with the Twins.
Yeah, he got $7.5 million with them.
Plus incentives, including $50,000 if he's able to be comeback player of the year. Typically not something I've ever seen in a contract ever, mm-hmm. which just means you sucked. Normally, it's like, hey, we'll give you an extra $100K if you win the MVP. If you get comeback player of the year, we'll give you some money.
That just further puts the knife in that trade that Stearns made. But he's still got a lot of money, more than I thought he'd make, $7.5 million with the Twins. I thought maybe he'd sign $4 or $5 million. That's $7.5 million.
Well, if Jonathan Scope on the market's getting $7.5 million, some of these other second basemen, the Brewers are going to have to... Maybe $10 million for a second baseman that sucks was a bargain.
What is Moustakas going to get? He got $6.5 with Kansas City last year.
Well, if Donaldson got $23 million.
Yeah, exactly. So the market's going to be back up
Moose
there again?
Moose will probably get up to the
weird
$12, $13, $14 he wanted last year.
Weird. Yeah, because he only made $6.5 last year when he should have made more than that.
Cody, you were telling us before the break the Bills are emulating the Packers in a bit of a way, but like on hyperdrive?
I mean, they need some snow shoveled, so they're offering to pay fans to come to New Era Field before their game against the Jets on Sunday. This would be Friday. They want them to come there. They're going to pay $12 an hour. They're
going to get them only offer 10
lunch. They're going to give them dinner and a free ticket.
Wow.
Would you do that for the Packers? That they give you all that?
How about the Buffalo Bills? Look where they're at this point, man. It used to be the Bills were just a tough, tough ticket. Even when they were losing Super Bowls in the 90s. Now look where they are.
Buccaneers last weekend, and I think they're doing it again this weekend, every season ticket holder gets two extra free tickets. And they still had 10,000 empty seats last weekend in Tampa Bay. Jeez.
And another place that was a tough ticket at one point.
Yeah, with Dungy and Sapp.
I think the NFL is the worst league to go see a game live. Like, because they do such a good job with the broadcast and being at home. I love being at home watching football.
Well, I'll tell you, on Sundays, you're so worried about the other games. Thursday night, though, when I went to that Seahawks-Packers game, that was cool because it was the game. You don't have to worry about your fantasy.
Yeah, I like watching Red Zone and all
that. Yeah, you don't have to worry about missing out.
Even beyond that, I love going to basketball games more than watching those at home. I love going to baseball games more than watching those at home. But with football, I'll take home every time.
I think basketball, like if you're sitting in the end zone, like where we sit, Rhodes, for our media seats, we're like in the end zone. It's like it's kind of feel out of the action. Unless you're sitting right between the baskets. I don't like sitting in the end zones.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Bucks Warriors tonight. Marquette, Wisconsin tomorrow. Packers Falcons on Sunday and Bucks Raptors on Sunday. So we'll talk all about that on Monday's show. Michael Cohen, our insider, will join us at 8:20. And depending on how these games shake out, that's what we'll be talking about. On a mostly green and gold Monday, but plenty of time for other stuff. Bill Michaels up next, 10 to 2. Chuck and Winkler back tomorrow. Well, you can come, Chuck. I'll come on Monday at 6:00.